One day it was Ambie's birthday. His mother said, "Ambie, today you can do anything you want to do because it's your birthday." She said, "Do you want to go to the zoo and look at the animals?" Ambie said, "No." So his mother said, "Do you want to have a picnic?" Ambie said, "No." And his mother said, "Do you want to fly a kite?" And Ambie said, "No." And his mother said, "Well, do you want to swing in the swing? Do you want to skate on your roller skates? Do you want to coast in your wagon? Do you want to play cowboy?" And Ambie said, "No." And Ambie's mother said, "Well, there must be something you want to do." And Ambie said, "I want to be a fish." But Ambie's mother said he couldn't be a fish, even if it was his birthday. She said he could do anything else he wanted to do. And Ambie said, "I want to be a fish. I want to be a fish. I want to be a fish. I want to be a fish." So Ambie's mother called his sister Susie and said, "Take Ambie down to Mr. Buzzle's drugstore and get him an ice cream cone. Get him 2 ice cream cones, and maybe he'll not want to be a fish." But Ambie wouldn't walk down to the drugstore because he said fishes do not walk. And Ambie said, "Today is my birthday. Today I can do anything I want to do, and I want to be a fish." So Susie lifted Ambie into his wagon because Ambie could not walk. And Susie pulled the wagon down to Mr. Buzzle's drugstore. And on the way to the drugstore, they met Mr. Houlihan, the policeman. Mr. Houlihan said,
"Why, hello, Ambie."
Ambie would not say hello because fishes just do not talk. Ambie stuck his lips way out, the way fishes do.
What's the matter with him?"
Mr. Houlihan asked. And Susie said, "Oh, we're having a little trouble with him. He wants to be a fish."
"Oh," Mr. Houlihan said. "A fish, is it? Well, Ambie, you don't want to be a fish."
And Mr. Houlihan said,
"Why, if you were a fish, you'd just be a little fish, and the big fish would come along and swallow you. Well, that's the way fishes do."
And Ambie said, "I get away. I want to be a fish." Susie pulled the wagon on down toward the drugstore. Before they got to the drugstore, they met Mr. Crow, the milkman. Mr. Crow said,
"Why, hello, Ambie."
But Ambie wouldn't say hello because fishes do not talk. Ambie just stuck his lips way out, the way fishes do.
"Is there something wrong with Ambie?"
Mr. Crow asked. "Well," Susie told him, "he wants to be a fish."
Mr. Crow said, "Oh, Ambie, you don't want to be a fish. Why, if you were a fish, someone would come along with a hook and catch you."
"They couldn't catch me," Ambie said. "I want to be a fish." So Susie pulled Ambie towards the drugstore, and then they met Tommy Johnson, who shines shoes. And Susie said, "Tommy, Ambie wants to be a fish." Tommy said,
"Oh, no, Ambie, you don't want to be a fish."
And Tommy said, "It's cold down there where fishes live, and it's dark down there where fishes live." But Ambie said, "I won't be cold, and I won't be scared of the dark. Not when I'm a fish." So Susie pulled Ambie on towards the drugstore, and they went past the store where Mr. Pipus sells fruit. Mr. Pipus said,
"Why, hello, Ambie."
And Ambie just stuck his lips out the way fishes do.
"He won't say hello," Susie told Mr. Pipus. "That's because he wants to be a fish."
"Oh, no, no," Mr. Pappas said. "Don't be a fish, Ambie. Fishes eat worms."
But Ambie said, "I guess I'll like worms when I get to be a fish." Susie pulled the wagon on down towards the drugstore, and then they met Mrs. Gilly, who was walking her dog. And Susie said, "Mrs. Gilly, I don't know what we're going to do about Ambie. He wants to be a fish."
Mrs. Gilly said, "No, no, Ambie, not a fish. You'll have to live with crabs and lobsters and alligators if you were a fish."
But Ambie said, "I like crabs and I like lobsters and I like alligators and I want to be a fish."
Susie took Ambie on towards the drugstore, and there they met Miss Jones, Susie's teacher.
"Miss Jones," Susie said, "what can I do about Ambie? He wants to be a fish."
"A fish?" Miss Jones said.
"Oh, no, Ambie, you don't want to be a fish. You wouldn't have any Christmas, and you wouldn't have any Thanksgiving, and you wouldn't have a birthday cake."
"Oh, yes, I would," Ambie said. "I'd have a fish Christmas, and I'd have a fish Thanksgiving, and I'd have a fish birthday cake. I want to be a fish."
Susie took Amby on to Mr. Buzzle's drugstore, and Susie said to Mr. Buzzle, "I want 2 ice cream cones for Amby, but I don't know if he'll eat them because, you see, he wants to be a fish." And Mr. Buzzle said,
"Oh, he wants to be a fish. Well, all right, if that's what he wants, let him be a fish."
Well, Amby was surprised. He stuck his lips out the way fishes do, and he looked hard at Mr. Buzzle. Then Mr. Buzzle said,
"River right back of my store. We'll take Amby out there and we'll put him in the river. He can just be an old fish."
So Mr. Buzzle took Amby out to the river and he lifted Amby out of his wagon. He held Amby over the water and he said,
"Goodbye, Amby. I hope you'll be very happy when you're a fish."
Mr. Buzzle started to put Amby down into the water. The water was cold and the water was wet and it looked dark down under the water. Amby said,
Hey, wait, I don't want to go in the water."
"Why, Amby," Mr. Buzzle said, "I'm surprised you want to be a fish. And fishes live in the water, and you can't be a fish unless you go into the water."
But Amby said,
"I don't want to go into the water."
Mr. Buzzle said,
"You'll have to go in the water, Amby, because you want to be a fish."
And then Amby said,
"Well, maybe I don't want to be a fish. I guess I just want to be a boy. I want to be a boy with 2 ice cream cones, a pink one and a brown one."
And Mr. Buzzle said,
"Oh, you want to be a boy. Well, that's different. Boys don't have to go in water."
So Mr. Buzzle took Amby back into the drugstore and he gave him 2 ice cream cones, a pink one and a brown one. Then Amby went home and found a beautiful birthday cake with 4 lighted candles on it. And Amby blew out all 4 candles with 1 puff, then he ate the cake. And that is how it was, and that is why Amby is not a fish.